Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here live on Schraub Home Video. This is live. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. For as little as a dollar, you get our no sci-fi and where we catch up.
Today we talked about taxes.
And breakfast. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, perennial guest, Erin Moles.
Hi, everybody. Hey, I'm back again.
Just like Slim Shady.
I think it's your 11th visit.
That sounds about right. I know I'm in double digits now.
It must be the record, yeah?
Yeah, unless Kelsey's been on a couple more times, there's no way.
I'm running away with this. She's still second, but you're number one.
Do I get a gold jacket or...
I think you get a gold jacket at 25.
You get a foil jacket.
All right. Oh, there we go. A tin foil jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, Willie will make it. It'll cost us nothing.
You earned that tin foil jacket. Be very careful putting it on.
But it's going to help me from the signals, the 5G signals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Willie, you could line it with like fur or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tin foil on the inside. Make a Faraday cage around your chest.
There we go.
Get like a... Just start shaving possums. You know? Because you corner them and they like play dead and you can just shave them real easy.
But, you know, the electricity of the human body might be kept in the antennas to our soul, which is hair. So we can make it out of human hair.
Yeah, there we go. Human hair.
Pubes?
Yeah, it's an all-pube lining. In the Real Life Sci-Fi's foil jacket with an all-pube lining.
So if you have more hair, that make you more susceptible to brainwashing? Because you have all that signal?
If it's an electric signal, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So, I mean, you've been on a show almost a dozen times.
Yep.
What are your top 11 donuts?
Top 11 donuts. Wow. Well, I live right on the same block as the Dunkin' Donuts. So I would say I got to go vanilla sprinkles.
Okay.
Just the basic.
We talking raised or cake donuts here?
Oh, raised.
Okay.
I would think.
That's shoe dough?
What?
That's shoe dough? You're talking about like a shoe dough donut instead of a cake, right?
I've never heard that term.
Yeah. Shoe dough?
It's a type of French dough that they use in donuts called choux.
Okay.
Choux pastry dough.
Yeah, then that.
I'm going to grant the premise.
All right. I had never heard raised before, so that's all.
Did I say raised?
Yes.
I don't know what I'm supposed to call them. I think I call them raised because they raise.
They rise.
Okay, but more importantly, I like to do a vanilla filling for the next one with the chocolate.
Yeah, like
on top.
A Long John?
You know what? The Long John's a little too much for me. I just
okay,
like
but
plain,
just a donut without the hole, but with vanilla filling.
Yes,
got it.
Yeah, yeah.
You like the custard more or the whipped cream? I like the custard. Whipped cream feels like I'm getting ripped off.
I like both, but custard is my preference. I like the whipped cream where it's like, it's kind of like a cream puff, but like they put some cream on the whipped cream on the outside a little bit. Those are good.
Like a Boston cream.
It's a Boston cream. That's exactly what I meant.
I love those ones.
That might be my number three, actually.
So good.
Hey, welcome to a town. You got to try a donut.
I like cake donuts.
Speaking of donuts.
We got donuts. We got clam chowder.
This one's got
and
tea
we
in
got,
it.
Wink. Beans.
That's it? Donuts, chowder, and beans?
Yeah, welcome to tea. Boston.
No vegetables here.
We got a... racism
and apples.
But we got the internet too.
No one wants to be a Celtic.
You know what donuts piss me off though? The ones that have like fruit flavor. I mean, I like fruit filling, but not like the fruit flavor. Like there's blueberry flavored donuts and strawberry flavored donuts.
Like the actual cake, the actual donut,
no,
not
like
a frosting.
It's like the artificial strawberry flavor.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, nothing.
You're trying to be two things.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Cereal flavored, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you can put fruit filling inside a donut if it's like fruit, if it's like jelly.
If it's real, if it's jam.
Jelly, yes.
Jam or jelly.
That's appropriate.
I like the donut friend move where they cut it in half and then put fresh fruit and then like a flavored cream inside.
They're great.
Oh, donut friend.
It's a bit much. I mean, if I want a donut, I just want to eat it. I don't want to get a fork out.
Well, if you're going for like the dessert donut or it's your birthday, go to Donut Friend. If you want just like a regular donut, go to California Donuts.
You know, donuts are kind of shaped like UFOs, don't you think?
Whoa, UFO nut.
I was going to say, like, do we do the wow scale? You've been here so many times.
No, I'll say on this particular topic, I'm a little more agnostic. I don't know if I believe in aliens wholeheartedly or anything like that, but we haven't introduced the topic, so I'm not going to get into it.
Well, let's just do a rapid fire wow scale.
Let's do it.
Just to kill some time and play the song. Gotta play the song. You gotta do
the
bits.
Part of the show.
Gotta do the bits.
Well,
it's tits.
Well, sob scale stands for. Did I say? Have I been saying wow?
You did say wow.
Just today.
But I've been on so many times, I know what you meant.
Sob scale stands for skeptic or believer. It's a 5-question quiz. Are you ready to be weighed on the sob scale?
I'm ready.
First question, 3-part. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Aliens, agnostic, no. If they visited, they might not be aliens. It could be beings from the future who went into space and through spatial time travel.
Interstellar.
Time. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Could be that.
It's good.
And, or Quantumania.
I haven't seen Quantumania, but I'm guessing I know what you mean.
Everything Everywhere.
And then what's the third part?
They got this guy named Ant-Man, but all he does is get big.
But when he gets down to the quantum level, he affects time. Which is cool. But yeah, big, who fucking cares?
Yeah, come on. You're called Ant-Man, not Giant-Man.
And he gets extra tired. Oh, I was a lot of extra energy because I was so big, you know?
No, not anymore. Now he's good at it.
I also think it's entirely possible that we're the first beings to evolve in the universe.
Yeah.
And maybe we're just ahead of everybody, and maybe that's why we haven't... Maybe that's the Fermi paradox.
I mean, that's cool, because that means we're awesome.
Yeah, exactly. We're number one.
Second question, you believe in ghosts?
I believe in residual energy from life. I don't know if I believe in consciousness that is haunting places. I think that's a human projection onto what spiritual bullshit is.
Bigfoot?
Maybe he used to it. Maybe Bigfoot, he or she, I don't know, used to exist. I don't know if Bigfoot, especially that one from the 70s, there's no fucking way that thing's still alive.
Why? There's humans that are still alive.
What if it's a time traveler?
Well, that's a whole other dimension. I don't know if Bigfoot is an interdimensional being too. Yeah, I don't know. Generally, no on Bigfoot. I do believe in missing links and things like that, but not actually existing. We would know by now. We have fucking satellites.
Psychics?
I think that there's people that are very good at picking up on things. Maybe even
Or Scientologists.
Most of them are con men, but I do believe that there's some people who are very good at picking up on other people's thoughts.
I don't know. Have you've been on the stage, right?
Yeah.
Have you been here post Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one for sure. I don't remember what we talked about, but.
Oh, yeah. Well,
transhumanism.
No, the last question in the sob scale is, do you believe that life is a simulation?
That we exist in a simulation.
The problem that I have with that question is that if it is a simulation, then what? Is that base reality or is there a simulation? Or is that also a simulation?
Well, why is that a problem? I mean, it's turtles all the way down, right? Like, does it matter where we are on that? It's either a simulation or it's not.
It's reality is subjective. And
I'm
we're
on
all
the third turtle.
Interpreting reality through our own consciousness.
So, no?
I mean, there could be a version of reality that is interpreted as a simulation, but that is your interpretation of reality. I think that everything tangibly exists in front of me. Like this phone.
So, no.
No, I'm just going to say no.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do think that the nature of reality, there's layers below reality that we're not aware of.
You're like a zero or a one.
Can't be that. I'm I'm very open-minded.
I mean, you said you're agnostic to the one question that everyone says yes to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I'd say one, because he's still pretty open to it being possible.
That's the thing. I'm open-minded. I'm not, I don't dismiss.
It's hard to be a zero. On this new scale, it's very hard to be
zero.
Zero
is I don't believe, or I emphatically deny.
Well, no, it's not about that. It's just about what you believe.
Skeptic. Yeah, skeptic's fair, but not, I don't know, open-minded skeptic, is that a contradiction?
No.
No, that's what I am.
Yeah. I'm probably closer to, on the old wow scale, I'm probably closer to you than Willie.
All right, well, that settles that. Let's move on.
I'm satisfied.
Willie?
All right.
Hit us with that topic.
Thanks, everybody. It's been great.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, something is coming. UFOs has been in the news for decades. Everyone has agreed to laugh at these tinfoil hat pieces of shit. Well, now they're all turning around because of a couple articles from 2017. It seems like there was a release of information leading to something even bigger. Something is coming. Is it proof of alien life, an alien invasion, or a false flag alien invasion? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Well, which is it?
I don't know, but shit's been kind of noisy lately on this front. Right?
Very, very. I mean, I personally think that all of this information has been given to other people for them to release it in a very controlled way.
But I mean, even the government is straight up, you know, releasing videos and stuff.
But they're only releasing specific videos that fall in line with the narrative that they're trying to push. That's what I think.
Can we start from the top from this and just say, like, what are some recent credible UAP sightings and encounters?
Yeah, I let's get into specifics.
There's the 2004 USS Nimitz encounter.
Which didn't come out until 2019?
Yeah, in 2019, they released three significant videos. So there's the 2004 USS Nimitz, which is a tic-tac-shaped object exhibiting extraordinary speed and maneuverability off the coast of San Diego, and it was a declassified military report that gained widespread attention. Then there's the 2015 USS Roosevelt encounter, in which the personnel aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt witnessed and recorded multiple encounters with UAPs off the eastern coast of the United States. The sighting involved unusual objects exhibiting unusual flight characteristics and maneuvers.
Is there a video of that one? I don't remember that one.
Yeah, that one is the one that's tumbling really fast that they lock onto real late.
Is that the Go Fast one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the Nimitz? I thought that was the
Nimitz. The
Nimitz
is...
It's the gimbal one, right?
The Nimitz is the one they're chasing.
Yeah.
Well, then what's this one? They weren't chasing it?
They're both Tic Tacs. The video is different because one's going sideways. The one that they're chasing is 2004.
Got it.
And then in 2019, there was a Navy jet encounter. I don't really have info on that one.
2014, is that what you said?
2019.
Oh.
And then that's when they released those three videos, the FLIR-1, the gimbal video, and the Go Fast video.
Why do they call it the Go Fast video?
Because in it, the guy is like, oh, it's going real fast. It's fast. Go fast.
I've seen that one.
And they're like, we locked on. Woohoo.
A couple of cowboys.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
They're waving their cowboy hats around.
Yeah. But so that's, you know, that's like the most recent stuff that they've actually been talking about. And then recently, didn't they talk about some stuff within this last year? Or no?
Probably. The thing is I'm lost now as to what actually is getting attention because I see everything.
Oh, okay.
The one question I have, let's have both of you guys answer, or let's have everybody answer. Out of those three choices, if you had to choose one, what do you lean towards the most before we talk about anything?
What do we lean towards the most?
As far as motive?
That the next thing is that we are going, I mean, we could have proof of alien life soon, or we could have an invasion happen on us soon, that UFOs are new and that none of these things have happened before and this is just all new shit, or that they're releasing information to, I know that that's a hard one, but to gear up towards a false narrative of an alien invasion.
Wade?
I don't understand the difference.
One of them is that through the research of the UAPs, we're going to find out that there actually is intelligent life controlling these things.
The fact that they're even acknowledging their existence tells me that it's real. Like, I don't think it's false flag because I don't understand what they would have to gain. Like, I get that they're trying to scare us into following them, but until that is clearly laid out in front of me, like, I can't assume that is what their intentions are.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing, is especially when it comes to anything in the realm of trying to think of what's happening from any secret military or government perspective. So, but the only reason why that's really in here is because of the way the information is being released. So I'm leaning towards, I think that they're going to trick us into having aliens, whether they're real or not, and I think that they are, but they're not enemies. They're going to trick us into thinking that aliens are an enemy.
I think you're in the ballpark. I think it's not, they're not, I don't think they can overtly just say, yeah, guys, aliens exist. It's going to be more ambiguous. It's going to be a lot more boring. They're going to couch their words a lot. But I do think that, you know, I hate to give the most political boring answer, but I do think that something is about to happen on this front.
We just spent the budget for the Space Force in 2024 is going to be $30 billion.
It could just be about getting money for that too.
And we already had a Space Force. It was called the Space Force, and they worked under the Air Force. So we made a whole new military branch because of the new world that's going to end up happening, which is probably going to be mining asteroids, mining the moon.
Yeah, and also, I mean, just satellite and drone warfare. I mean,
taking out other people's satellites and saying you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, going to be massive. I think that's definitely the next front in whatever kind of wars we enter. Because everything, like a lot of our strategic and tactical, you know, maneuver, intel. Sorry, I don't want to talk like I'm in that world when I'm not. I hate using terms like that because it sounds like I'm trying to be official. I'm just saying that satellites are very integral to warfare now. That's why we're being more overtly into space now.
Yeah.
China's working on an artificial sun, which is probably a whole other topic, but
I mean, yeah. We're gonna do another manned mission to the moon soon. They just announced that a couple days ago. NASA did
a bunch of launches now to set up for that.
Yeah. This is the first one in like 50 years or something.
Why are we doing that?
Because we're trying to colonize the moon. This is like another step closer to having a permanent residence on the moon.
Also, wouldn't it be nice to have that shit in 4K? Because like, yeah. All we have is like this old grainy film shit from the 70s. It's like, let's fucking go again.
See, that's what they're selling it as. I'm sorry to keep bringing this up. I think that us going into the future would be, we have to have a presence in space so that we don't need to use gas to get off the planet every time, jet fuel, whatever. But the moon is made of the one thing that we use the most, silica. I mean, there's so much silica on it that it's just like,
yeah, the moon's tech got world. Huge tits, dude.
Yeah,
it's tech world, it's gold mine.
It's not the man on the moon. It's the motorboat on the moon.
Yeah, that moon punch we did. It was just one big motorboat.
It's ringing like a bell. Yeah. Or a motorboat, if you know what I mean.
But I mean, it's not just the Americans that are focusing on this stuff recently now. Like, Germany has the Zentrum für Luft- und Raumfahrt.
What?
Which is the German Center for Aeronautical and Astronautical Society. Canada has the DND, the Department of National Defense. Russia has the Russian Academy of Sciences. I mean, it's like
India too, right? I mean, there's so
India
many.
India too, yeah. Australia, Africa, South America.
Right, nutso.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
big money.
It just seems like everyone is noticing there's something. And all of these independent companies, they're allowed to talk to each other because they're not part of the government. So it's like this big international push to try and figure out what all this stuff is. There was that paper that came out from one of the guys at the DOD about the mothership, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember hearing there's,
what's that?
I don't know the specifics.
Well, there's speculation. Yeah. There's like off the side. It's not an official.
He literally used the word mothership though, right?
Yeah, it's not an official DOD document. It's a guy that helped write a paper with another guy about this theory that the orbs that we're finding in all those videos are from a mothership and that's something like the, what was that big asteroid, the Onamanam?
Umanamanamia,
It's
the one thing that came through our solar system that didn't originate here. So it was just a cosmic thing, and they're like, this could have been sent here on purpose.
But like what you're saying is like they're saying that perhaps the orbs came off of it and then used the sun's like solar waves to come down onto Earth, that they recharge with starlight. And that their fuel that they also need is made out of our water. This is what the paper speculates. Hmm. But it's speculation.
That's the thing. It's someone writing a paper.
Are they desalinating it? Or does it matter?
Doesn't matter. But they're releasing this information everybody's minds and the mindset. Because
It's not the DOD that's releasing it. It's just these two guys. Like the DOD has not
No, the DOD is releasing stuff though.
But they are. But even that thing, it's kind of like look at who I can't think of his name right now. Tom. Blink 182.
Tom DeLonge.
Like he met someone in intelligence, and he's been spoon fed information too. And
it's the only
like,
intelligence that guy's been a part of.
Oh, what's my name again?
Oh boy.
I mean, not to discredit anybody coming out with stuff, because I love the idea now that, because what they're trying to do is say, hey, you shouldn't get in trouble for releasing information like this. They're trying to make that a reality. It's not really going to happen, but so we're actually, I think they actually are trying to make some new law about that, but they're also not being straight. Okay, so take the Nimitz video, for example. The pilots and the record data that they have confirmed that this thing did things that our physics can't do.
Right.
Stop on a dime, take off. They made up a new word now, transmedium, because these UFOs go into water without being affected, in and out of water without being slowed down by the water. So there are technologies now that...
That sounds terrifying.
We can't fucking... comprehend.
Can you imagine being on a spaceship and then you just like go into water and nothing happens?
Well, nothing would matter. You'd be on that spaceship and nothing would affect you.
Exactly. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You could crash though. I mean, you could be in a UFO crash.
I think we went through the body
survive.
Of a person.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. But you wouldn't know. I mean, you'd be fine. You'd probably, it'd be just like us going.
Well, it's like a roller coaster. You're always fine on a roller coaster. Yeah. It doesn't make it less thrilling.
But with the Nimitz stuff,
it's thrilling, but not
They have record of it doing these things. I swear they must have video of it to also, because they were videotaping it,
right?
And that they don't show anybody that they show this Tic Tac spinning around, going like, "Wow, look at this thing! It's crazy!" And then that's it. Even though they have the other stuff, and so part of the reason why though too, and I don't blame them for this, they will not release anything of any UFO of the past. Everybody that's talking, they had a hearing last year. Have you guys seen? We have not recovered organisms of any sort. Well, they're not going to tell you fucking about it. The whoever's in charge in the current moment, because they need plausible deniability. And one of the biggest cases I think is the Malmstrom Air Force Base, where a red orb went over a nuclear base, shot off 10 nukes, and then turned it back off and took off. Turned it back on and took off. That is proof that if they needed proof that it was like the threat to us, but they can't release that information because it shows all of our enemies everything we know about the aliens too, or that whatever it is that like by showing that like, hey, we saw this doing it. Now, you know, we have the capability to track things that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
And so just saying that.
So you think if aliens are real, we wouldn't come together as a species? We would sabotage each other in the name of diplomacy or foreign?
I think that's what's happening.
Well,
cynics. This is the cynic side.
Yeah.
But we don't listen to what other countries say about UFOs or aliens.
It could be about who gets to be the friend. You know, it's like when you're in Hollywood and you're at a party and there's a celebrity in the room. And you're with a group of friends, you know, or Hollywood friends, and you need someone.
Which celebrity? Who's there?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, fuck.
And your friend's like, hey, I'm going to go meet Nicolas Cage. Or he doesn't tell you. Or he's going to say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then he makes a beeline. He goes and meets Nicolas Cage and shuts you out. Because he wants to have all that time with Nicolas Cage. That's how the world governments are with aliens, right? They want to be the ones to meet the aliens. And they want to be
sorry
the face.
Sorry you missed him, buddy. Took they, off.
Yes.
I think there's actually the face guy. International protocol states America is supposed to have first contact.
Yeah, but China probably disagrees.
Which countries
with that.
Agree with that now? You know?
I don't know.
It's 2023. Like, it's over.
Yeah, no, that. Yeah. That's what it is.
But I mean, they've already had first contact.
Was it because we went to the moon first? We're like, we call it. We got dibs.
That's exactly what it is.
I think it's because we're the world police. Isn't that why?
Wait, why?
I mean,
because we're the world police.
Are we?
Well, the
we
UN.
Were at one point. We were.
We definitely thought we were.
We the biggest wealthiest families. Take part in everything.
We got all the biggest, wealthiest families.
We had the biggest navy in the world.
Yep,
we had our Air Force base. So if anyone was going to meet up with the new kid at school, right. It's going to be the biggest, baddest kid.
Yeah.
So Russia,
the one with the gun in his backpack.
You would think so.
No, it's not the gun. He's got the coolest shoes. He's got all the most expensive clothes.
You're but right. Through technology, I mean, if China can get there first, China gets there first. I mean, that all that matters is getting there first.
Getting where?
Like meeting the alien first or the representative.
They have that book, Three Body Problem. It's kind of like the.
Yeah, I really want to get into that.
I have it.
I've heard it's brilliant.
I read the first three chapters and I like fell off, but I remember being like, I need to finish this book.
What's the Three Body Problem?
It's a Chinese novel. It's a sci-fi. I hear it's like one of the most intense philosophical. It's almost scary.
They're making it into an Amazon show.
Basically, we find out as humans that aliens are coming.
But China finds out. But it's going to take them like over 75 years to get here. But we know they're coming. So it's like, what happens to the world in that time?
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, but it's like, do you prepare for it?
I hope so.
And it's like, and it's a world where communism won, like Chinese communism won. So it's like, people are, like this woman gets arrested because some dude gave her a book that was about like, freedom.
So okay, so this is
why
is
we're
novel.
Falling off. You know, China's already writing the next big mythology, and they're in their book, China's number one.
Yeah, fuck.
I don't care.
I think Russia number one in like 2021 spent like $60 billion on their military. How much do you think China and America spent in 2021?
I mean, we spent
$300 billion.
Yeah, definitely a couple hundred billion.
Dealing these numbers.
China, right? They're so incomprehensible. China spent $270 billion in 2021. We spent $770 billion.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right around there. So we've like 10 times more than Russia.
See, this is why the false flag thing doesn't hold any weight, because we're already spending almost $1 trillion.
But it all comes from
space.
But that's the thing about greed.
So why would they need to do a false flag?
It comes from all the false flags that have already happened.
No, it doesn't. They fucking budget shit. No one gets a vote on how they fucking spend money. They just spend money.
Within the budget for this year, I'd like 7 false flag operations.
That way we can get more.
Yeah, how do you?
We can get a billion more for each one of these.
It's called investing, right?
I'm Dianne Feinstein. My left eye won't open. I'm in a wheelchair.
You give us 100.
Like these people don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No, no idea.
But
the people that are running the military, the contractors, they know what they're doing.
God, I just want ChatGPT to run our government at this point.
Oh no, you don't.
I'm into that.
Sure, it would be so much.
That's what I love about AI is that like it's going to break up some of their plans. I think.
Possibly.
I just laugh thinking about when we invaded for weapons of mass destruction.
I love laughing about invasion.
And then ended up, you know, taking all their gold and all these cuneiform tablets. We didn't give any of those back or apologize.
Funny. It's very funny.
It's mine. My tablet.
Yeah, well, we didn't apologize because our leader changes every 8 years. So, like, what are you going to apologize
That's
for?
Why we
I don't
need,
apologize
because
suck my Florida-shaped dick.
Suck our Florida-shaped dick.
There's a new king in England, man.
We got the biggest dick in the world, and it's Florida.
Canada's our pants. South America's our pants. South America's our hat. No, wait. Canada's our hat. South America's our pants. There we go.
South America's our shoes.
When did he marry that girl he cheated on Princess Diana with?
Camilla?
Camilla Parker Bowles?
When did he marry her?
I'm sure she was like a real freak in bed.
Who are you talking about?
Prince.
The new queen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. King Charles.
The queen consort. Camilla. The queen consort. Camilla Parker Bowles.
What about them?
Of they, Wales or whatever.
When did they get married?
They like fuck someone or something?
They got married in the 90s. Like that. This is that
he was
long.
Cheating on her the whole time.
Yeah, he was cheating on Princess Di the whole time. And after she died, she like.
Wait, Prince Charles is married to Lady Di?
What?
Yes, my dude.
We're like the same age. This is like the biggest.
Didn't you watch The Crown, Wade?
I don't. That whole thing is a farce to me. I don't know why you would know.
So
anything
Princess
about
Diana
them.
Was like blowing up the royal spot, telling all their secrets and like exposés and books, and then they're like, "We can't have
Listen,
this."
Let me be clear. I do remember that. I forgot that that was the same guy because it's been like 40 years.
It's been forever.
It's been
really
so
has.
Long. I just so long. I didn't even think. Oh, that's the guy.
And so now that
the guy
bitch
with the ears,
queen.
You know?
Yeah, the guy with the ears.
The ears and the big fat fingers.
He has fat fingers?
He's got. I showed you last week. He's got big sausage fingers.
He can't dial any phone.
Did anyone watch the coronation?
No, why would I do that?
It was fucking... I mean, I watched the coronation. I actually watched Queen Elizabeth's coronation, too, on YouTube one night when I was high. Same basic ritual. But, like, it looked like Prince Charles or King Charles III... wasn't into it at all. He just didn't give a flying
fuck
about it.
He was falling
that
asleep,
ceremony.
Right? Yeah. He was like falling asleep.
Yeah.
I was laughing because they were like bringing the procession carriage through and there's like potholes all over the ground.
So wait. Well, no, hang on, because I did read about that. Uh-huh. And that's, those are great and they don't want the horses to step on them, is what I read.
Okay.
Likely.
Yeah. I mean, I don't give a fuck because I don't care about the royal family. But hang on. Okay. So the queen died? Is that what
last
happened?
Last year, the queen
is that
died.
Why he's the king now?
In September, yeah.
She
yeah.
died?
No, she died.
Wait, listen, she died.
I probably knew it at the time, but it's like hearing that like Rip Torn died. You
Rip
forget
Torn
after
died?
A while.
She died six,
no, I think he's still
six months, 6 weeks, and 6 days before the...
Ooh. She died, like, it's funny, she died like the day after she met Liz Truss, who just became the prime minister. Like she shook her hand, and then like 2 days later, Queen Elizabeth died.
That's from Game of Thrones, right? When you kiss those girls.
Maybe.
Yeah, they probably
that's
kissed,
so weird.
And then she died.
Of course, Liz Truss wasn't prime minister within a month of that, too. That was weird.
And then she said, the throne is mine.
Yeah.
It's just like such a... So to me, and I know this sounds like I'm like, fucking better than everything, but it's really just, I am not interested in it at all. It might as well be Vanderpump Rules. It's just,
but you actually like Vanderpump Rules.
I've seen one episode.
But you like
it. I think it's fascinating.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, with the Kardashians or whatever, like, okay. I don't know what's happening. I don't know who they're dating. Sure. I just saw today that Kanye is married to, like, some other girl. I don't know. Doesn't matter to
really?
Me.
Really?
That doesn't matter to me at all. Yeah.
Who is it?
He's already married again.
You know, like some
great
girl,
I'm so awesome.
Like,
yeah, don't say it if we know. That's great.
But that's the same as the royal family. I mean, that's why I'm like, oh, that's that guy. And then, oh, okay, the queen died. Whatever. Yeah. Like, it honestly feels a lot funny. Like reality television to me because it's like they don't matter.
That was original reality television. The royals were the original
sure.
celebrities.
Sure.
Everyone
yeah, they have
wanted
people
to know what they were doing.
I mean, it's a crazy. It is a celebrity thing.
And social media back then was just social magazines and newspapers, and it was just all about royalty.
Just like whatever the TMZ over there is, chasing princesses down and killing
I'm not
them.
British, but I would imagine the Brits look at the royal family the same way we look at Hollywood. It's like their cultural.
Oh, I got a selfie with
Nexus.
Duke of John's.
I just watched Patriot Games last night.
Oh,
whatever happened to the IRA? Did they free Ireland?
Okay, the IRA kind of went legit in a way. Like the I forget the guy's name.
Did Ireland
Ian
get
Paisley,
its own thing?
We're learning a lot tonight.
well, no, because I was very I really like gangsters and mafia
yeah, no,
type
I,
shit
the,
when
the
I was
the
growing
troubles
up.
Are fast. I went down a troubles
Irish
rabbit hole.
Anarchists
in Ireland.
So did the Irish Republic Army? Did they get? What they were asking for.
Their leaders kind of sold them out, but also kind of gave them a little bit of what they wanted. But I mean, obviously, Northern Ireland is still part of the UK, so obviously they didn't get what they wanted.
So it's nothing changed.
Not really, but I think that I would have to look up I would have to look this up. I think the Irish Catholics got a little bit of, what they're looking
because
for.
Because of the Royals. Because in Patriot games, they try to kill like a royal cousin or
they
something.
They did, though. They blew
and Harrison
up,
Ford stops them.
Didn't they blow up a royal ship that had a royal in it?
I mean, they did some heinous shit. They did some really awful stuff.
They blew up like the queen's
uncle. The Brits did
uncle.
Too, though.
If I recall from The Crown.
I mean, listen, I'm on the side of the Irish.
I'm kind of, I have some sympathies with the IRA, but not terrorist sympathies, but.
Have sympathies with those terrorists.
I understand their grievance, is what I was trying to say.
I feel like the Irish and the Palestinians are sort of the same kind of, I have sympathy for them.
Yeah, I think it's,
Abed is?
Oh, wow.
Abed is Irish and Palestinian.
I know, but he was probably Irish.
That's why the cops are always busting him.
But basically, like, and this is a lesson if you're ever part of any kind of movement. Your leaders are going to kind of cut a deal and sell you
out. Yeah, they're going to make money. They don't give a fuck.
I think that's basically what happened. But the tensions are still there. And just like things are coming back around with Russia, like things are going to come back around with the Brits and the IRA a decade or two from now, I'm sure. And we'll be back. We'll be back to square one.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think these were satisfyingly resolved.
So should I invest in a Roth IRA? It's going to come back around?
The answer is yes. But
your money will be worthless by then. Don't worry about it.
Perfect. Great. Love it.
I just to jump. Sorry for no
I want to talk about the IRA some more.
should do an episode on the IRA.
So like my hopeful mind of the future wants this new UAP research to actually lead to trying, I would hope for a better future because we might start to see the bigger picture as if, let's say aliens aren't real. What if they were? What would we do then?
I do have a question for the room.
Please.
And I immediately forgot it. I shouldn't have made that declarative statement because I was so focused on that statement that I forgot what my question
was. Well, while you think about your question, I'm going to say this.
Please.
I just think that unless you really want to be a part of the conversation and join some of these non-government groups that are researching these things, like you as an individual will never know what it actually is, because they will never tell us exactly what it is. So you need to be, if you're interested in UFOs and UAP, join MUFON. Do that. Find a group nearby that like checks out UAP reports. Like, do something. Be a part of it. Be a part of the conversation, and you'll find your answers there.
And I second that also, and just a real quick talk about some things that these UAPs might be. Because it's funny, after declaring them UAPs, they then changed the name again to UAP, but all instead of aerial phenomenon, it turned to anomalous phenomena. Then there's another one, UAUP, which adds underwater to it because of the transmedium technology. So, sure, it could be other governments spending a tenth of what we spend on military budgets. It could be one idea that it could be aliens. It could be intelligent beings that live here already. Or it could be one idea I thought was interesting was self-replicating AI, either from a future civilization or an intelligent life that sent out...
It's Terminator.
AI to go grab some water, do some research. So because these things have, they're doing something, and I know that you can't blanketly put them all into one thing because the answer is it's probably a little bit of everything.
I think, but I also think like, what's the difference? Because regardless of what it actually is, we have no fucking recourse, right?
It's another political football to attain power.
Unless you meet with one and then broadcast it.
But then you'll get, social media will shut you down. They'll find some kind of way.
I know. Oh, this was fake. You can tell that it's fake.
It's a deep fake. I mean, that's going to be, that might be why also. As technology is caught up to things like deep fakes and like Midjourney and stuff like that, maybe it could really happen and everybody would be convinced that it's a lie. You know, yeah. Maybe the technology's there for them to come clean.
I mean, it's
also
interesting that you say that, but I don't think that no one is saying that the Tic Tacs are deep fakes or anything, right?
Like, I mean, it's surprising that the government is actually acknowledging their existence now, because we all grew up in the 90s, right? You grew up in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had the X-Files. We had sightings on Fox. We had all those alien conspiracy shows. And it was just weird. Area 51.
It was always a fun hobby. Even yeah. Area 51 was a hobby.
Yeah. But now we live in the year 2023 where it's like, yeah, of course there's fucking UFOs in the sky. You know, that wasn't the conversation in the 90s. That slowly changed over decades, which is why I think this topic is prescient.
But I think that's sort of biased on your own behalf, because like...
How? I mean...
Well, because you're saying it, but I don't think fucking, you know, Cletus is.
No, but the government is overtly saying it.
They're saying Cletus, we don't know what this is. They're not saying it's aliens.
No, but I mean, they wouldn't even say that we don't know what that is, you know, back then.
It is interesting that they are. It is this sort of like,
I mean, overtly saying, holy shit, there's shit out there that we can't.
Well, I don't know that they're putting it in those terms.
holy mackerel. Oh, do you see that bogey in the sky? Yeah.
I just think that yeah, okay. So, well, but I'm trying to actually...
Do they acknowledge Area 51 now? Is that
Obama was the first president to say the word.
That's still a big
and
deal.
And he was the first president to acknowledge it.
Okay.
And this is years after they moved everything out.
Yeah.
I think Obama, he was the first Asian president. Or no, he was white. Right? White and black? What was he? Tiger Woods is Asian and black.
His mom?
Tiger Woods is like Chinese and black.
Asian.
Yeah. I forgot. He had that brother in that, it was whatever the country.
I'm sorry. I was trying to do a joke, and I mixed up Tiger Woods with Obama.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I get it.
What? Whoa.
Whoa.
That's not racist.
Whoa.
It's kind of racist.
Well, they were both push narratives in front of you by the news that, yeah, like, their race mattered.
Your race naming Tiger Woods. You should let him be ambiguous.
Oh, is that a thing? I don't know this.
No, I don't know. Oh. I just made that up.
Is race naming a thing, though?
No, I just made it up. It should be.
It's a thing. It's new. It's now.
Yeah, it's now.
Don't race name me.
Don't you dare race name me.
You don't know my fucking ancestry.com.
I'm 0.2% indigenous.
Yeah, what's Josh, you guys? What's Josh? Don't race name him. Don't do it.
Well, but you just asked us to.
I know, but I'm saying that was a trick. Don't do it. That was a trick. I only use Josh as an example because you're ambiguous.
Josh, what happened in this third, man? You guys are dying. This is live, by the way.
Yeah, this basketball game is definitely live.
No. We're not even watching a basketball game. This is live on Sunday.
Oh,
there's
boy.
No basketball game tonight.
We're watching the West Finals. It's the Lakers versus the Nuggets.
No, we're not. This
we're
is
watching,
live on Sunday.
Oh, we're watching a replay of what happened.
Oh, that's
tonight.
What we're doing. Yeah. That's why this is on.
A couple nights ago.
Oh, it's a replay. We
it's
already
a replay.
Know.
Yeah.
Sorry. We got 10 minutes.
Self-replicating AI to go explore planets. Why send a person, right? We should be doing that anyways. We could send microscopic nanobots to Mars
Aren't we doomed regardless? Like, if these people are so much more advanced that they can fucking dive into water and, like, elude our fighter jets, then what is even the discussion? It's like, yeah, we're doomed. It doesn't matter if it's an AI or aliens or a different country.
Yeah.
Like, it all means
I doubt
that we
they
are
have
behind.
Social media. Whatever they are.
They've transcended social media. They use that with their brains.
They already know. Yeah, they have Twitter in real time.
Yeah, like when Moles does something funny, we would all know automatically.
Hey, Moles just farted. He's in Africa.
Ha ha. Yeah, time and space mean nothing to them.
So it's like, so I understand the want to, and I guess you're framing this in a way that, like, okay, the government is preparing us. This is what you're saying, right? The government is preparing us for something to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just showing us something that already happened that they cannot show us happened before.
But if what is the thing that's going to happen? And is it going to be nefarious, or is it going to be...
I think the next thing that's going to happen is a UAP is going to run into a satellite. that takes down a lot of America in some way. Internet, something that's not too...
Wouldn't that have already happened? I mean, these things can... They can fucking zig and zag. Why would they run into a satellite?
They can go through water and not run into it. So the last thing it's going to do is run into it. Just saying, like, it's not running into the water.
Are you just proving yourself?
No, I'm saying that there, it's going to be a false flag UAP. Not, it's not going to be an alien or an AI.
These false flags,
but,
man.
So it's going to be an American...
But the false flag thing I don't like because it's like... That was my previous point. We've already spent almost $1 trillion a year on this shit. They can take all of the money and do with it what they will. They don't need to scare us.
Why are we doing anything? Why is our military budget $770 billion?
Because of the military-industrial complex.
That thing will always promote itself with a new enemy. Always.
They've got good social media.
We've got Ukraine versus Russia right now. We don't need aliens.
We have Biden basically admitting that he's interfering with them by saying that pipeline's going to go down, and then it did, and then we said we didn't have anything to do with it.
So we don't need aliens is my point.
What? I mean...
we don't need a false flag about aliens.
I'm just saying
we are expanding into space, though. Too.
But what's happening? What's going
right.
to happen
without
is,
any of us voting for it is my entire point. Like, yeah, you can say like, oh, they're doing all this to get more money. They're taking the
but
money.
We
don't
we,
give
it doesn't
them
have
money.
Anything
they
to change
take
that.
It has that's less okay, to do with luck. Us and everything to do with what our politicians believe, though. You know,
the politicians are fucking like whatever. They don't care
if we can get all these other countries to team up against
and
us.
Money and funding,
dude. They just voted. They voted on the fucking LA budget today. They just gave the LAPD like another fucking $1 billion.
Of course they did.
Yeah, but they all ran on platforms that said they wouldn't. So yeah. So this whole thing about like our representatives are going to fucking help us is false.
But AI could like point out the fallacies and start to point out criminals that we don't accept as criminals. I'm just saying like...
Well, now you're talking future crime.
I'm saying the future... Well, I mean like...
Oh, we should have done an episode on future crime.
But like... A lot of people, I don't know, dude. No one's going to listen to AI, but like, AI. I feel like people can
ready.
Learn quicker no. from like teaming up together and using AI as a tool.
I think the intermediate step is going to be an algocracy, which is ruled by algorithm.
That's where we, oh, what?
I mean, yeah.
Like
you know.
YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like, you know, we need more grain to be grown here. To supply this population,
they won't listen
and
to it.
That's pretty cool. Figures that out,
dude. That sounds like utopia compared to what we have.
Yeah,
they're gonna
AI
fucking.
It could easily turn dystopian.
If the AI says that shit, they're gonna be like, "No, but I need money from oil. I'm not gonna vote for that. I need money from fucking oil."
What if the computer says plants need?
Yes,
jizz?
Brondo.
Brondo.
What plants
yeah,
grant?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That is a realistic scenario.
It's like, all right, algocracy. I mean, what it said.
I don't think we would ever listen to. I don't
think the dystopia about an algocracy is. Oh, humans feel good when they have a lot of dopamine. Well, we'll just inject people with dopamine, and there we go. You know, like
now
that's,
you're talking about the last 50 years.
You're just talking about yeah. Brave New World.
I mean, we're very much heading towards Brave New World.
I want that world. I want yeah. Brave New World. That sounds like fucking rad.
I mean,
you
we're
like,
not
you
far
like,
off.
Well, it's like you like working because you're genetically predisposed to like working. Yeah, I sign me up.
I honestly, more and more, I'm figuring out that I live in the best time that there ever is to live. It's only going to get worse from here.
Possibly,
and I'm going to
yeah.
die before it gets worse.
Yeah,
the best time
so
was
like,
2015.
Right, well, I lived in that.
Yeah, economically, yeah. Everything after that.
Oh, economically, I don't care. I just mean, like, I don't have to go outside to shit. I don't have to kill a fucking deer to
right.
eat.
Yeah.
I can like, press some buttons on my tiny computer
know,
and
man.
Food shows up.
It's amazing.
I have turkey
you know
already
what?
Sliced for
I don't
me
like seafood. I don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't like the smell of shit. I can walk away from it.
So I just I don't know, man. Like I
can medicate with this beer here that from this.
I am hoping that the fucking UAPs are aliens who are going to come here and rule us with an algorithm or whatever, because the alternative is we fucking burn out and that's the end of the world.
I mean, America's going to go down before the world does, right?
No.
Are we going to burn the world and then find out we were wrong?
I think either all at once or it's
the financial system is backed on our dollar. If we go down, the whole thing is fucked.
We do take out everyone who goes against that, so I feel pretty solid in this.
Geologically, though, we're more set up to withstand global catastrophes than anyone else because we have waterways, forests, both coasts.
We're the best geopolitically.
Farmland, yeah.
Mixed races. So we might work together with a few extra people.
I said geographically, not racially.
I'm just laughing, going like, yeah, picture like, well, whatever.
So 4 minutes. What do you think is the thing? Because this is your thesis, right? In 5 years, something's going to happen.
Some sort of UAP is going to crash into something and then change policy.
Why do you think it's going to crash? Why is that the thing that you
because
think
that,
is going to happen?
That's what they're saying. They're saying that like through the history of UFOs and UAPs, the biggest push in this Senate hearing they had last year or House of Rep hearing was that, hey, we've had 11 near misses with aircraft. So these things might be a threat to us. And I'm like, you have so much, I mean, To only acknowledge the last few years of UAPs is an on-purpose thing, and to say 11 near misses is like just like a something to scare you. Like, we're going to have more because we have more stuff in the air. It's a narrative of, oh, that's right. Like, I could die from a UAP. So we need to figure this out.
That just seems like such a cynical view of the situation, in my opinion.
That's what I was going to say.
But there's a lot of noise. Like
who are we to know what they're actually trying to do? I mean, I think that the budget increased because they have established a lot of specialized programs to look into this stuff. They're trying to push science forward and like excel and make new technologies to figure out how to record and
measure.
They
didn't tell us about that program that was secret.
So. They did, but they did tell us. It's not a secret program. I said specialized programs. They have specialized programs.
No, but the secret program, they didn't tell us about it till it was done.
I agree with you, Aaron, but I just agree with you in a cynical way where I think it's funding for programs.
So they're preemptively trying to save us?
Wait, funding
I'm not into
for
that.
What?
For these programs that she was talking about. You know?
But they're
just like research programs, and they're just trying to fucking figure it out. Like, not everything is like a cloak and dagger secret program. Like,
100%.
UFOs are pretty secret until now.
No, but like, what isn't secret? I mean, like, how do you account for $700 billion? There's not an itemized list of shit.
Our bookkeeping is kind of awful.
No, it's not even about that. It's like, yeah, they're doing shit. You want us to? You want them to tell you everything they're fucking doing?
But that's
boring
as
fuck.
Pentagon program of them like researching UAPs without telling anybody was on Black Project money. It wasn't a part of this budget that is on paper.
Okay, but like that doesn't bother me. Like, I don't understand why that's a bad thing.
It's just proof of lies and keeping stuff from us, and then like. To act like they would be transparent about it. I'm like, here's proof that they're not. About something that is important.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't know if they've ever really been transparent. I've never thought of the government as transparent. I know that's like one of their big things
all the time.
Like, oh, we're going to be transparent.
They're pretending
like,
they're being transparent while they're, you know, hiding that knife behind in their left hand behind their back.
Yeah, well, as long as that knife is not for me, I don't care.
And like, I don't do enough personal research into what is right and what is wrong and what whistleblower is a fraud and what whistleblower is correct. I don't do enough personal research.
Almost no one does.
To have these kind of opinions. That's like the government is using black ops to try and scare us into something like that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. They are spending more of their time on their boats in a lake with our money. Sure. But like, I don't think that they're spending their time trying to like poison us or convince us that a UFO attack is on the horizon. Like, I just don't see that. I see people convincing themselves of that. I don't see the government doing that. And that being said, I don't like the government, so this is just...
I know, that's what's frustrating about this, is you guys somehow have convinced Aaron and I to speak up on behalf of the government like, that the we fuck? Don't even like.
I don't even like these guys.
But it's just like, I don't know if it's like that we think we're more logical than you or what the perspective is. Like, I don't trust the government, but I know that they're going to do what they will with my money. And so who am I to fucking pinpoint certain things and go, well, that's not good.
My whole point of ever talking about any of this is just to try to put it on the conversation that, like,
oh fuck, we're out of time.
The way that we are running things is not the way we should run them in the near future.
No one's gonna listen to this fucking,
I don't know, I think I'm more willy than a weight on this one.
Well, no, I just think the whole thing is like, we haven't been run the correct way since
Reagan.
JFK,
I think even before, I think since like the 20s, I think like we became an oligarchy when corporations decided that they can run the government.
With technology and us being able to link together, that can all change a lot faster than it ever has in the past. That's all.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for watching here on Shrub Home Video live. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. 2 bonus episodes a week. Join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi Tuesdays and Thursdays. The schedule's a little meandering, but we're usually there. Aaron Moles, any plugs real quick?
I have no plugs whatsoever. I'm
all right.
Working on stuff, but maybe
just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next week.